How to Build a Field Handbook for Ministry Genogram Conversations. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. One of the best ways to make ministry genogram conversations sustainable is to build a simple field handbook. A field handbook is not a therapy manual. It is not a diagnostic guide. It is not a clinical assessment tool. It is a practical ministry resource that helps leaders remember what to do, what to avoid, what to say, when to pause, and when to refer. A good field handbook keeps the ministry clear and usable. It should begin with a quick explanation of a ministry genogram. For example, a ministry genogram is a family formation map. It helps people notice patterns, blessings, missing models, and opportunities for faithful growth. It is not a diagnosis, destiny chart, or tool for blaming the family. The handbook should include a permission script. Leaders need simple language such as, "Would it be okay if we explored a few family patterns that may have shaped this area?" Or, "You only need to share what you are comfortable sharing." It should include confidentiality with limits language. For example, "I will respect your privacy, but I cannot promise absolute secrecy if there is concern about abuse, self-harm, danger to others, exploitation, or reporting obligations." It should include simple genogram symbols and a three-generation mapping guide. Keep it basic. Leaders do not need complex clinical notation to have a helpful ministry conversation. The handbook should include the five core questions: what was passed down, what was missing, what did this form in you, what is Christ redeeming, what are you called to carry forward or begin. It should also include do and do not guidance, do listen more than you interpret, do ask permission, do notice blessings as well as wounds, do not diagnose, do not force disclosure, do not pressure forgiveness or reconciliation. Do not make the family map more powerful than the gospel. A strong field handbook should include referral red flags, abuse, self-harm, violence risk, trafficking concerns, addiction crisis, serious trauma, danger to minors, medical emergency, or legal issues beyond the ministry role. Finally, include a faithful next step planner. The conversation should not end with analysis alone. Help the person identify one wise, realistic, Christ-centered next step. A field handbook protects leaders from improvising too much. It protects people from careless conversations. It helps churches, soul centers, coaches, chaplains, and mentors use this tool with consistency. Keep it simple, keep it practical, keep it Christ-centered, keep it safe. The goal is not a perfect handbook. The goal is a faithful tool that helps leaders serve image bearers wisely.